A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here, come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The story is told about a woman who was making a retreat. She wanted to know who she was. That was the goal of her retreat. The retreat ended, and she still didn't feel like she had found the answer. On the way home, she heard a voice that said, "I am God. You are not." I wonder if that is what Jesus had in mind in today's reading from Luke. Really, who do we think we are? God made us, sustains us, recreates us daily. We owe everything to God. We are unprofitable servants, and we owe God our loyalty, our obedience, our service. God deserves a positive response, no matter what God asks of us. And the service God asks of us is to live as Jesus lived, to live as he taught us to live. When we do the right thing, when we care for ourselves and our neighbor, when we act justly and love tenderly and live with a sense of God's presence, we are doing what our Creator made us to do. There's an added dimension to this also. We not only belong to God because God created us. God also offers us a share in God's life now and for eternity. We are God's children as well. Sometimes children have the idea that when they are good or perform an act of kindness, their parents have an obligation to reward them. They don't realize the great debt they already owe their parents, being brought into this world, supported and cared for, and being part of a family. When we are doing good, we are only doing what unprofitable servants or children are expected to do. When we forgive another for hurting us, we are only doing what we are expected to do as unprofitable children of our loving God. When we hold back on a sharp word or uncharitable remark, we don't need to expect a star in our crown. We are only doing what we are expected to do. When we give food to the hungry, when we spend time with God in prayer, we are only doing what we are expected to do. Hopefully, we will grow in the realization that these occasions are opportunities to show our love and gratitude to our loving God. We are unprofitable children who can claim nothing of ourselves, but whom God continues to love and care for. Dear loving God, thank you for making me, and thank you for loving me. Give me the grace to express my love for you by serving you with humility and with joy. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.